You know, Seattle has the International District, used to be called Chinatown. Well, there are people here from all kinds of backgrounds. What other ethnic neighborhoods could Seattle have? Community activist Joaquin Garrett has an answer. He grew up in the Central District, where he's watched rising prices squeeze many African-American and African immigrants out of the neighborhood. He wants to build on the Central District's history as Africatown.
Africatown is not something that we're really creating. There's already, you know, the rich African-American history. There's already, you know, East African restaurants and places of worship. There's already, you know, Taste of Caribbean, you know, restaurant, you know. So these assets are already there. And really, we're curating and using that as a baseline to continue to build into the future. And so when you imagine coming into a community and there's a venue where you experience a variety of different musics, whether it's hip hop or reggae or jazz or the Weedle Grooves, funk and soul, or a salsa, and you have, you know, art that is, you know, reflects again the diaspora, whether it's the Harlem Renaissance or the Detroit Motown. You know, there's many different experiences that are inspired by these various experiences, regardless of time or geography in the diaspora.
How have you seen the Central District change in your time? You grew up there.
We've seen the community not participate in the growth of Seattle when we look at the technology sectors and the various economic sectors of industry that are growing and bringing more people to Seattle. We've seen that African-American community in the Central District has been one of the communities that has not benefited and grown with that and now is being displaced by that. And so we look at Africatown really being an opportunity to attach the community to innovation economy. We know there's no deficit of innovation in the African-American experience. What Jimi Hendrix did with the guitar, I mean, if that's not innovation, I don't know what it is. So really tapping into that legacy and that heritage of invention, of innovation, of resilience, recreation, and having that be connected to the larger economic opportunities that can have the community grow with the city.
Your heritage is one of business and innovation. Your grandfather was a co-founder of Liberty Bank, first black-owned bank west of the Mississippi. Why was that bank such a big deal for the African-American community?
You know, in a capitalist society, an institution that really helps the flow and distribution of capital in a community is vital. I mean, capital is really kind of the lifeblood in such a society. And so we know that with redlining and the discriminatory practices of the private sector and the public sector, you know, African Americans were denied, you know, access to capital to start businesses, you know, build businesses, buy homes, make home renovations and things of that nature. And so the forming of that institution was one that was really a culmination of moving forward, you know, moving from shadow slavery, where black people were the capital, to being able to grow and develop and be sustainable as a community.
What is your vision for that property where Liberty Bank used to be?
Yeah, the vision is that there will be a development of affordable housing, and commercial space will be a mitigating factor against the displacement happening from gentrification. So it will help preserve and develop the presence of the African-American community in the Central District.
What are some things the city of Seattle is doing and can do to reverse or mitigate the gentrification, the outflow of African-Americans that's happening and immigrants that's happening in the Central District?
Well, I think we're in a resource-rich region, and it's also Seattle is recognized as one of the most educated cities. So one of the things that the city can do, and I think there are some efforts in this direction, is really harnessing the power of innovation and creative problem solving. We have people here that are working on colonizing Mars, you know, and things of that nature. So I think we can figure out how to support communities right here in our midst and on the ground here on Earth. And I think the city can play a key role as a convener as well as an investor. I think the investment in the development of the Liberty Bank property is a positive step in the direction, looking at how the legacy of arts and culture of the African-American, African diaspora in the Central District can continue to be developed and be a thriving part of the arts and culture ecosystem of Seattle is valuable. I mean, there's a large tourism. And when people come and they look at the maps and they, you know, people see the Troll and they see Chinatown and they want to go and visit Wai Chai Mai, and we need to also have the African-American, Africatown on the map.
If so, if there's an Africa town in Seattle, what story are we telling people outside our city about us?
Well, I think there's a story of valuing your neighbor, valuing all members of your community. The African-American story in America has been one of resilience in the face of extreme adversity. It's also been one of giving a lot to the social fabric of the city and the society. And I think it's a story of reinvention also. There's a lot of opportunity, and it's a story of innovation. It's a story of it's not just about one community, but about everyone being better. So I think there's an opportunity for those within the African-American community, as well as just the broader Seattle, you know, regional community, to really lift up a part of our family here.
Wyking Garrett is a community activist for Africatown, an effort to preserve and expand the African-American identity of Seattle's Central District. And you can see a video of the vision for Africatown. We're tweeting it out right now at KUOW.